There really isn't anything that can't be repackaged, regifted, right? Well, I'll tell you, that's true, at least as it relates to your career. So let's talk about how you can repackage anything to get to the career that you want. Stay tuned. We'll dig into it after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. I love the idea of reinventing things. I love working with constraints. Oh my goodness. You know, I think about some years ago when I was moving from my role in IT at the time to a global marketing role, I wanted to move. I had reached a point where I felt like I couldn't go any further where I was, and not so much in terms of like promotion and getting to the next level, but just my own satisfaction and happiness in the role. I wanted more. I wanted to interact with customers, and you know, those of you that have seen my career fulfillment, boredom to fulfillment in 90 days story, you know what I'm saying. But I wanted more. The trouble is that more that I wanted, wanting to move into marketing, wanting to work with customers, I didn't have the experience background for it. I had some education, but no practical experience, which would have been important for what I needed to move into. But I just remember, you know, having that mentor that said to me, first, she said to me, hey, there's a role that's opening up that I think you would be great for. That was in global marketing. And it was a software, product manager role. But I just remember talking to her and thinking, okay, that's great, but how would I be even qualified to get there? And she had said, you know, think about it. It's a software product manager role. From a software perspective, you have a background in technology. Software, technology, you come from technology. This might be an easy transition for you. And sure enough, everything worked out, and I ended up moving into that role, and I was able to switch things around a bit, repackage things a bit, to make it fit and to make my qualifications fit. So going through that lesson really reinforced for me this idea of, you know, everybody has something. Everybody has got this set of skills and experiences, whether it's working at a certain job, whether it's volunteering in the community, whether it's awards you have won, whatever. And when you look at what it is that you have and your inventory of skills and experiences, what you may find if you change your lens on things is you can reframe what you have today to fit what you want tomorrow. So just as I experienced with, I had a background in technology, didn't have the formal marketing experience, but was able to reframe to say, hey, I'm the person you need. And there were a couple other things that I had done in my technology related role that allowed me to say, hey, I would be a perfect choice. Even though I didn't have what quote unquote was required from the job itself. But, you know, I like to think of repackaging when I talk about a bad wedding gift, not even just a wedding gift, but any type of gift. When you get it and it's not necessarily something that you want, perhaps you re-gift it and you change the wrapping paper and you just, you know, give it to someone else and they're accepting of it and they're, oh, it's fresh and new and oh, this is perfect. This is what I wanted. The same thing can be true as it relates to our career. So think about this, and I'll give you a couple of examples. Let's say that you are, you're working as a project manager for some corporation. Now, it's one thing to just look at that and say, well, I've got skills as a project manager, but let's say you wanted to break into starting your own business and you needed that credibility, because credibility is important. You needed that credibility with your customers. So you could look at it in a different way and say, let's say the project that you were running was like a $300,000 project that you managed. You can talk about how you managed $300,000 of scope and costs to deliver business goals for your customer being the company that you were working for, right? And that resulted in whatever, insert the results. So here, even though you worked as a project manager for a company, if you reframe your thought process and the way that you look at that experience, you can then say, okay, well, this company that I worked for, that was like my customer, right? And I did work for them. They paid me. I did work for them. And this is the result that they got on the other side. So reframing it. Another thing to think about, especially if you're looking at entrepreneurship, is let's say you were working in customer service. We could reframe what you have to say, instead of just, I was a customer service rep for XYZ company, that I supported over 200 customers in reaching their goals for, you know, insert whatever the service or product is that you were supporting on the phone. But you have an opportunity again to reframe, to go beyond what things say on paper, to really look at what you were able to do and how you look at the roles in the situation, your employer as your customer, the people that you served as your customer, the results that they got, the things that they were able to achieve. So there's lots of different ways that you can really repackage the existing skills that you have today. It's just a matter of looking at things differently. And I'm so excited about this concept of repackaging, and I talk about it in Repackage You Academy, which is a new program I have, and that it really starts from once you can get clear with the impact that you want to make in this world. And I talk about the ultimate impact statement all the time. What is it that you want to do? And I don't care if you are going to pursue another job with an employer or you are going out on your own as an entrepreneur, this impact statement still matters. And so to give you a few examples, when I talk about the impact statement, let's just say, you know, if you wanted to go and start a women's boutique, and you think about your impact, one of the things you could say is, hey, I want to impact, let's say, plus size women's style options by providing a greater selection and giving them confidence and freedom. You know, as you want to jump into that path, whether you're opening a boutique, an online boutique, an in-person boutique, again, it starts with what's the impact that you want to make, being very clear about that. You know, let's say if you wanted to go down another path, maybe you wanted to start a nonprofit, and let's say the impact you wanted to make is on teen mothers by giving them resources for family and job support so that they can hold on to their children, they can keep their children, and that they can chase their dreams. That's another example of being clear on the impact that you want to make. And once you've got that impact very clear, it becomes easier to say, as I look in my skills and experience inventory, what are the different things that I have that I can reframe to help build the credibility as I pursue these options? Again, whether employer, working for another employer, or working as an entrepreneur, knowing that impact is important. And so I talk about this a lot in Repackage You Academy, just to help people get solid on, yep, that's the impact I want to make, got it, but how do I identify what all my skills and experiences are and make sure I'm not missing anything? And then how do I repackage that in such a way that any opportunity I want to pursue, I'm qualified for? And when I say qualifications, again, so my aspiring entrepreneurs, when I say qualifications, don't necessarily think about, oh, I'm handing in a resume. Think about credibility, because that is important in your business. People buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And so to have some experiences that you can share are vitally important. So if Repackage You Academy is something that you are interested in, first, if you haven't yet, go to fulfillingcareerroadmap.com to make sure you get this story. Because I think mindset is important, and just knowing the realm of the possible is important. So I talk about that story in this video guide of how I went from boredom to fulfillment in 90 days. And you can get that at fulfillingcareerroadmap.com. So make sure you snag that. Repackage You Academy itself is now available. So if you go on to CandiceSpears.com and you take a look at the offerings, there is a link there for Repackage You Academy. So check that out if you are interested in saying, how do I reframe these things a bit? Because again, you have so much. If you're looking to make that career change, it's just about looking at things through a different lens. I guarantee you, you already have what you need. You just have to reframe it. So that's all for today. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great evening whenever you are listening. And I will talk to you again very, very soon. Are you ready to make the career change that you want to make? Are you ready to stop looking around, wondering, watching the clock, knowing that you should be doing something else, but you're still in the spot you're in? All right, so listen, if you're ready to make that career change, I want to help you. And I have a free gift for you at fulfillingcareerroadmap.com. I am going to give to you the exact same strategy that I used to move from a career that I was bored with, really just less than fulfilled, to one that I had absolute excitement and passion for. I did it all within 90 days and without the experience and qualification that the role, quote unquote, required. So it is my gift to you. I want to see you in action. Go to fulfillingcareerroadmap.com and grab your video guide copy today.